Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Folks, we really appreciate you hanging out with us and letting us know what's going on in your neighborhood. Folks, do us a favor, please. If you have any ideas or suggestions for the program, send them to requests at theunionedge.com. That's requests at theunionedge.com. As you know, we're trying to keep this a creative and dynamic program. And today, with great pleasure, I get to introduce Congressman Ryan. No, not Paul. Tim Ryan of Ohio. Representative Ryan, welcome to Union Edge.
Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Sir, I want to ask you a couple of questions. As you know, your governor is from McKees Rocks. We are literally like 2 miles away from McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
You guys are going to keep him for a while, right?
Well, I think he's done. He's done in 2 years. He's term limited, so he won't be around much longer.
Well, there you go. We'll flip a coin to see who gets to keep him. But, you know, I got to ask you a question. I have never in my many years of being a political activist and a voter seen so many Republicans go after their nomination for president. What's your take on this?
Well, I think it's all related to the personality and the demeanor of Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think we've seen somebody so dangerous that could actually come into a position of great power. And, you know, you think about how much influence and power that the president of the head of the executive branch in the most powerful country in the world has, and what they can do with that, and skirmishes that are personal, like they are with Trump, can lead to him sending 1,000, you know, special forces or 1,000 troops into an area just to mess with a dictator or someone he has a problem with personally. Whose son, whose daughter is he going to send there? Mine, yours?
I mean,
because he's a hothead. It's very, very dangerous, and I think that's why you're seeing thoughtful Republicans, especially what we saw last week with 50 top foreign policy and national security Republican experts over the last 30 years, say there's no way this guy should have come anywhere close to the nuclear codes.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And as a veteran, I got to tell you, you know, I've got friends that are Republicans, friends that are Democrats, friends that are independents, that are veterans. And, you know, we all kind of have the same idea. You know, we don't care who you vote for. You just get the opportunity to vote. But it seems like nobody at all is interested in seeing Donald Trump in a leadership position. We've seen the suggestions he's made about cutting NATO, cutting veterans benefits, cutting the VA. I mean, where does it stop with this guy?
Well, it's hard to tell. I think we're gonna get some more because there's, you know, 80 some days left until the election, so we're gonna see a lot more of that kind of really radical, chaotic thought process that he brings to these issues. You know, and I get the fact that, you know, maybe somebody in McKees Rock or someone in Youngstown, Ohio doesn't always understand or know the benefits of NATO. But when you stop and you think that this organization was created to combat the Soviet Union after World War II, during the Cold War, and to say that we're somehow not going to be on the front lines of Russia trying to make an advance in the Ukraine, for example, which they already have. If the United States isn't there, who's going to be there? Who will be there to stop an advancing Russia? And to have Trump say the other day, well, Putin's never going to go into the Ukraine. He's already in the Ukraine. They've been taking land in the Ukraine and Crimea, and now we're trying to help the Ukrainian forces kind of at least stop the advance from Russia. This is not the Kiwanis Club. This is not Rotary.
Right.
Vladimir Putin is a KGB agent. He's a killer. He will advance, and we have to be firm and try to stop him and not stick our head in the sand or try to demagogue the issue.
Representative Ryan, you know, this is something I don't understand. Paul Manafort, the campaign manager, has had close dealings with the Russians and some of the Russian puppets for Vladimir Putin. He's gotten paid for it. My question is, you know, we have Donald Trump talking about let's do away with NATO. Oh, the military's broke. We don't, you know, it's they're not doing their job right. I am seeing startling contact between Donald Trump, his people, and Vladimir Putin. And it seems to me, you know, it's kind of funny that the DNC gets hacked. Members of Congress, Democratic members of Congress, get hacked. And it's coming from Russia. Now, I mean, somewhere in here, this bromance has to stop.
There's no question. And, you know, we don't know all of the ties, but it sure looks fishy. And here's one way Trump could try to put some of this to bed, maybe, is for him to release his own taxes. Let us know where your investments are. Let us know where you put your money. Let us know what your business dealings have been. The American people at least deserve a right to know. And I'm mind-boggled by a lot of these Trump supporters who they want to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails and Hillary Clinton's personal this and personal that. And their own candidate won't even meet the basic standard that every presidential candidate has met in the past, in recent history, and release your own taxes. And show us that you don't have any business dealings in Russia. Show us that you have no connections over there. And what's recently percolated in the last day or so with Paul Manafort, his campaign manager, is really scary to think that this guy could have been getting cash, up to $13 million cash, off the books, supporting the pro-Russian forces in the Ukraine. And now he's Donald Trump's campaign manager, who is saying we need to, you know, get out of NATO, which would be a huge gift to Vladimir Putin. We need some answers to this, and they can do that by opening up the books, opening up his taxes, and letting us know exactly what's going on here.
Let me ask you this. Somebody just handed me a note. Is Mrs. Trump actually the daughter, Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, actually vacationing with Vladimir Putin's girlfriend today?
I have no idea.
We're gonna have to check. Where did this come from? We're checking. But you know, there's too much touchy feely going on here, and quite frankly, you know, I am a veteran of the Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I was in Europe for many years, assigned to protecting the Fulda Gap against the Russians. You know, this and Vladimir Putin was one of the KGB agents that was running around Europe trying to create as many havocs and problems as he could.
Right.
You know, now he's running the country, and now what? It looks like he's got a hand in deciding who the president of the United States is going to be financially.
Right. Yeah, we need some clarity on that for sure. But you know, we know that Trump is a BS artist. I mean, we know he is. He comes into places like, you know, Northeast Ohio, like Youngstown, and talks about he's going to take on China and he's going to take on Mexico, and he's the only guy that can do this. He's going to make America great. And then you find out this guy is having his ties made in China and shipping them back to the United States, having his suits made in Mexico, shipping them back to the United States so he can have these really high profit margins. And we got to call BS on him. If he was really concerned about, you know, raising wages or economic development or putting people to work, he said, you know what, I'm going to do this in the United States. I'm Donald Trump. I can afford to, you know, maybe only make 50% a profit on these coats or jackets or suits or ties or whatever they are, instead of 150% if I have it made in China. But I want to do something great in McKees Rock, or, you know, in East Liverpool or Steubenville or Youngstown. You know, he could have done that, but he didn't. He's a BS artist, and we've got to communicate to our guys, this guy's not for you. You know, if you're in the building and construction trades and you hear what this guy has done to workers in Atlantic City, for example, where he stiffed contractor after contractor after contractor, said he would do a deal with them, said he'd meet a certain number, and then he says later, I'll give you 50 cents on the dollar, or I'll give you 30 cents on the dollar, and if you don't take it, I'll sue you. This guy has 3,500 lawsuits against him. What business person do you know that has 3,500 lawsuits? This is a way of doing business, and stuff rolls downhill, my friend. And so if the contractor gets stiff, the plumbers and the pipe fitters and the painters and the glazers and the laborers and the cement workers, those guys don't get paid. That's how Donald Trump treats people. And if you think he's going to come in the Western PA or Eastern Ohio and take care of those very workers that he's been screwing their eyes out his entire career and making a lot of money off of, you know, you're missing the mark here.
I agree. I agree very wholeheartedly. Representative Ryan, let me ask you a question. What do you say to those people that are saying, well, you know what, Hillary Clinton's doing good right now, I'm not going to come out and vote?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Get out. We need everybody. You never know in an election. And we've got to make sure that all of our people get out to vote. And it could be a big difference. And not only for Hillary Clinton, but we got Senate candidates that are good, pro-working class people in both Pennsylvania and Ted Strickland in Ohio. We have to get members of Congress, House of Representative members elected that are, you know, labor-friendly progressives that can come out and hopefully knock off some Republicans so that we can actually have a governing majority. If you want to end the gridlock, give us Democrats a chance. Give us 2 years to try to prove ourselves with a House, a Senate, and a president so that we can do a transportation bill and put our people back to work and, you know, make sure we are redoing our water lines, our sewer lines, bread and butter stuff, college affordability. We will do that for the American people if we're given a chance.
There you go. Representative Ryan, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate your time, and I hope we can get you back on here again soon.
Thank you for having me. Happy to come back.
Thank you very much. Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.